It's time for the emergency break of the week.
There was no political commentary woven into Bugs Bunny.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Oh, was some whole bunch of racist crap woven into Bugs Bunny for
sure. A little
bit.
Yeah, he was pretty fast.
You know, this team is just not that good.
He was pretty fast.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny?
Well, that's... he said, no, he didn't say racing.
No, yeah, I didn't say racing. Racist.
Racist, oh.
Racist, yes.
Oh.
It seems good talent is hard to find.
Yeah, he's pretty fast.
He still didn't get it even at the end.
Right.
Oh, racist.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Oh, that is good.
7:53 here on The Ticket. The Shawn Michaels Show in for the Musers today. They're taking a four-day weekend. They'll be back on Tuesday. We can't thank you enough for being with us here on this Friday morning. We'll get back into the Mavericks. We have Game 3 of Mavs Clippers tonight at a raucous American Airlines Center. But now it's time for the e-break, and you're voting at 888-787-1310. And it's brought to you by Classic BMW. Now, we always talk about gatekeepers with the e-break. Well, you don't have those this week. So the people that deserve e-breaks are going to be up for the e-breaks.
There's no rules.
Yep, just right. And we'll start out with one of the musers. This would be the great Gordo. And, of course, Dunham and Miller and Gordo have been at the Musers Bunker for the past over a year now, it feels like. Like 14, 15 months or something. Well, there's a turtle that Gordo has befriended. And he had quite the reaction when he was looking for his turtle just a few mornings ago.
I usually try to locate her all the time, and I have a tortoise cam and all this kind of stuff, and disappeared.
Mm.
As I was searching for her last night, however, I came...
Whoa.
Yes?
That's weird.
There's more to the sentence. Would you like to hear it?
That is weird.
Anyway, so what did y'all do last night?
Man, I got to try that, I guess.
Search for something.
Just searching for a tortoise.
Did you know it would have that effect on you? I came face to face with a skunk.
Good Lord.
That is great.
Why does he have a... does he have a turtle in a terrarium?
No, it's just outside in his backyard.
In the wild.
Oh, so he's joking about the tortoise cam, right?
Yeah. But there's actually a tortoise that that he actually marked. Like, marked the shell just to make sure that he was seeing the same one. Yeah.
With a marker?
Or paint or something.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Well,
not I guess, really, no, I guess we know if you're supposed to do that.
I guess we know how he marked it.
Let's hear the beginning of that one more time.
I usually try to locate her all the time, and I have a tortoise cam and all this kind of stuff, and disappeared.
Mm.
As I was searching for her last night, however, I came...
Whoa.
Yes?
It's weird.
There's more to the sentence. Would you like to hear it?
That is weird.
Wow.
Anyway, so what did y'all do last night?
There's Gordo.
Okay.
Nominee number one.
I'd like to vote for Gordon. The turtle one.
Corby had one of those once, right? With the copperhead.
Oh, yeah.
He did. Forgot about that one.
He came across a copperhead.
Yeah, but he stopped a little. Yeah.
All right. So another muser's up for an e-break. This guy's never up for e-breaks, so this is a special edition. This is Craig Jr. Miller, and Craig famously does not watch animated movies. And I guess he got his Disney and Marvel universe all mixed up, and enjoy this.
You watched Lion King at some point. Recently.
Yeah, but that wasn't a cartoon movie.
Oh, which one did you watch?
Well, I watched the one that we all went to see. But that was...
Which did we go to see? Didn't we go
with
see
Chadwick Boseman?
Oh, no.
Lion King.
No.
Oh, yeah,
you're talking about Black Panther?
Yes, Black Panther. Sorry.
It's not Lion King. Good Lord.
Yes, you're correct. I did see Lion King. Yes. The remake.
Yeah, he saw the live action
Good
Lion
Lord,
King.
Good Lord, really?
Yeah, June's got his Black Panther and his Lion King.
Quite a mix-up.
He doesn't watch animated movies. Uh-uh. That's his...
Not a one. He's proud of it, too.
I mean, they both become kings in that movie. So,
no, I get that there's something
there.
There's
a connection there. They're both big cats.
Yeah. One more time, Jerry, if you don't mind.
You watched Lion King at some point. Recently.
Yeah, but that wasn't a cartoon movie.
Oh, which one did you watch?
Well, I watched the one that we all went to see. But that was...
Which did we go to see? Didn't we go see
with Chadwick Boseman?
Oh, no, no, no.
Lion King.
No.
Oh, yeah,
you're talking about Black Panther?
Yes, Black Panther. Sorry.
It's Lion King.
Good Lord.
Yes, you're correct. I did see Lion King. Yes. The remake...
June's had low confidence the whole first half
of that.
I'd
like to follow up. I watched the one that we all went to see.
We all went to see together. You guys.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, so two musers are up. And third, we have one half of the Hang Zone, Dan McDowell, up for the emergency break this week. And, of course, tonight, Mavericks 16,000 plus. Everybody's going to get a blue T-shirt. Well, Dan was talking about another possible NBA giveaway during this uncomfortable moment this week.
He's also right that he's not the first athlete that said Boston has got about the worst when it comes to race-related fan stuff.
Yeah.
Across sports. Now, I've never been to a game there. I don't know. But I have always heard that.
Yeah. They give away a hood one night to the first 10,000 fans. You're just looking at me as if that was real. What? Fan giveaway.
We know it's a fan giveaway. And I wasn't looking at you like I thought it was real. I was looking at you in disbelief that you were saying it. So anyways.
You know, people that wear hoods are racist.
You can blame the head knot for that one.
There you go.
This is verbal quicksand.
Fan giveaway.
What's that?
He thought the look was because Jake thought it was real.
Wait, they gave away what?
But no, when? What year?
What? How did I miss this?
They couldn't have.
Fan giveaway.
Oh, that is good stuff. All right, so our three nominees, Gordon Keith, Craig Jr. Miller, and Dan McDowell. And you're voting
field.
At 888-787-1310. Let's say good morning to line one. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, is Sean there?
Hey.
Hey, you work for the ticket?
I guess, for now.
Did you get Jake fired from Mavs post game?
Line 2, 888-787-1310.
All right. Your seat, Cal.
Hey, man.
Vaginal slice, Longhorn.
Yes. Hey. We are official.
Good luck in the war zone.
This e-break is official. Hello, you're voting for the e-break.
Am I on IM right? Yay!
Yay.
Natalie.
Now we're really official.
Hey, not musers. I want to vote for the one true muser one, Craig Jr. Miller, just so you know. And y'all have a happy na-na-na-na-na-na. See you, Cal Center. Love you!
Thanks, Natalie.
Love you, Natalie.
Oh, man. Looking forward to her tour this summer. All right, let's go to line four. Hi, good morning. You're voting for the e-break.
Good morning. Great job this morning, fellas. And hey, how about FC Dallas getting boys called up to the national teams?
How about it?
Man. Shocking.
I am stoked for Freddie. I want to see him with Venezuela. Hopefully he gets some minutes in Copa America. It's going to be awesome.
Me and you both, man.
Who else?
Who are you voting for?
Give me Rosengarten.
Count it.
It's not a bad bid. Hello, good morning. You're voting for the e-break.
Hey, Sean and Mike. It's e-break, man.
Nice.
Hey, you know who's got it going on? Turtles, turtles, mama's got it going on. It's all I wanted. I waited for so long. Miss Turtle, can't you see you're not that fat man to me? I know I might be wrong, but I'm in love with Turtles, mom. Turtles, mom, it's got it going on.
Excellent.
Live and in person. I mean, props. He didn't know the nominees, right? Until like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
No, that's on the fly.
Absolutely.
That's e-break.
888-787-1310. Good morning. You're voting on the ticket.
Ooh, all black cartoons look the same to me. Ooh.
Junior Ghost weighing in. Junior's got two. Gordo's got one. Dan still not on the board. Hello, line two. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Gordon Turtle Love and Hooter Brown.
All right. Vote recorded. Hello, good morning. Happy Friday.
Hey, Dad, can you come pick me up from school? I crap my pants again. It's not my day.
On my way, kiddo. Just go out by the curb.
Oh, thanks, Dad. And bring some toilet paper.
Yeah, I always do.
Hi, good morning. You're on the ticket.
Sean, Mike, Standard Dusky, Ruben's boss, Kimmy Jr., Mazda, Mazda.
Good things. So that's three votes for Junes. Love when Stan Dursley calls
I love them
in.
All.
Hi, good morning. You're on the ticket.
Hey, what line is this?
This is line five.
Hey, you guys ever wax your balls?
Mike?
Not wax. No, maintain, not wax.
What do you use?
Clippers.
Like hair clippers?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you keep from cutting off your weenie?
You just be careful, like a pinch and pull.
Hold it back.
And then work.
Nah, I don't think that works. I don't think you have much down there. hey, I gotta go now. I gotta take a dump.
Wait, hang on.
You gotta take a dump? You're not even gonna vote? Yeah, what a give up. Hello, good morning. You're voting for the emergency break.
That's right, Bobby. We're gonna vote for Junior Miller because he hates animation.
All right. Hank Hill.
Amazing.
Man, Junes is one away. Dan is not even on the board. Let's go to the 940. Good morning.
Chill.
Yo.
You're my spirit animal, bro.
Heckin' A.
I want to vote for Gordo. I'm gay.
Oh.
Bye.
Congratulations.
Must have been cathartic. Hi, good morning. Are you the deciding vote?
Probably not. That's a pretty high expectation of you. But I just want to say I love the Shawn Michaels show. Look forward to it. Needs to be on more often. And give me Norm.
An undervote, but a very sweet sentiment. We like those calls. Hey, good morning. You're on the ticket.
Morning is South Oak Cliff Con Man of Canada this morning.
No, he's not. I'm sorry.
And give me baby arm Gordo.
Gordo. So right now, Gordo and Junes locked in a Muser's Battle Royale.
This could be a
dead heat. Is this the deciding vote? Good morning.
Oh, guys.
Hey, Cassidy.
I'm so happy to hear you on the radio this morning.
I'm glad you're on summer break now.
Yeah, it's been pretty nice. I'm planning on doing a lot of radio listening and social media influencing.
Cool. You got a vote?
I guess I'll vote for the Gordos.
And we have
Love
a winner.
You.
Thank you, Cassidy.
Thank you.
Cassidy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Gordon Keith with the victory.
Uh-oh. I usually try to locate her all the time, and I have a tortoise cam and all this kind of stuff, and disappeared.
Mm.
As I was searching for her last night, however, I came.
Whoa.
Yes?
It's weird.
There's more to the sentence. Would you like to hear
it? That is weird.
Anyway, so what did y'all do last night?
Man, I got to try that, I guess.
Search for something.
Just searching for a tortoise.
Did you know it would have that effect on you? I came face to face with a skunk.
Gordon Keith. Wow. With the win. Killer. How many wins is that all time for Goofy Deer?
Goofy Deer's 86th victory. He is 34 behind the Norm, the Cunning Fox Hitchkiss.
Okay.
86. Jack Nicklaus, of course, your Masters winner.
Yeah. All right, 8:06 here on the ticket. That was the E-break. Coming up next, let's get back into the
Bravo,
Mavericks.
Bravo, everyone.
Good job, all the callers. And good job, Mavericks, being up 2-0 on L.A. Let's go there next.